Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Commander Cody, Let It All Hang Out, and Josh gets whipped with Hot Wheels track. It's all coming up right after this.
Dinos and Crofts, is that it?
Yeah.
Dancing in the window, I love to watch as she shakes her behind. I walk up and meet her on the doorstep. She kneels down and I suddenly find dirty knees make me feel fine. The thing that she's blowing is not mine.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Hello, Tom.
Before we get back to sports, we had some interesting talk today. Chick brought this up. I was playing this this classic from Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, that's so good. We have some sad news about the commander.
Oh.
Lung cancer?
Well.
That would be sad, yeah.
I'm just asking. He had that big smoking song.
You mean this one?
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate, you just hate to make him wait. You just gotta have another cigarette.
Ah, yes. A hippie band from...
should we just do the story?
Ann Arbor, Michigan, actually.
Yeah, why don't you do the story?
I always thought it was Commander Cody and the Lost Planet of Airmen, and I was wrong.
No, just the Lost Planet
Airmen. George Frayne IV, who led the band Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, a group that combined elements of the rock counterculture with a love for roots music in the early 70s, passed away Sunday at the age of 77. Frayne's seminal group was popular, best known for a remake of the 1955 rockabilly-flavored song Hot Rod Lincoln. It made the top 10 on the Billboard's Hot 100 in 1972.
It's a good one.
Although the group's style was often described in its early days as country rock, the Bay Area-based band had a harder driving style and, as its sci-fi serial-based name would indicate, more of a sense of humor than other country-influenced artists coming along at the time like the Eagles or Poco.
Let me just say a little bit of this guitar solo. I think it's Bill Kirchhoff on the guitar.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
That is good.
Real fast.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race for the Fords?
What'd you say?
Real fast.
It is like fast, it. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Brilliant.
Zero soul, but real fast.
No, it's...
it's good fingering.
Cody was a very fine boogie-woogie piano player also.
Yeah.
This was setting the pace. That story is true. And I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
And he couldn't sing, so they were trying to find a record that they could do, and that they got into the talk sing thing, which leads us to Chick's suggestion about the song Let It All Hang Out, which has this at the very, very beginning.
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn nicotine and the temptations of Eve.
So did you just hear every song? Talk and then they do the intro every song.
No, and those are two different bands.
You can't help but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kind of move when they start that.
Yeah, it's brutal.
So I wanted to find out. John Mellencamp did a pretty
soulful.
Good cover of this, but he as far as I can tell, he doesn't do that intro.
Gotcha.
Probably.
Let me play this. This may work.
Hey, okay.
Let me get the very beginning of this. I don't think he does that part there. Let's try it here.
Boy, those drums.
No ball from by the suicide, hot dog, Elizabeth. Water dripping up the spot. Hey, I don't care. Let it all hang out.
Oh, that is so great.
Is that our friend Kenny?
Is it Kenny or Dane?
I don't know if it's Kenny or Dane. I'm not sure.
Either one of them are friends.
Sure, and
we're
both
friends with both of them.
Terrific.
I love the talk sing thing.
Yeah.
Made most famous by
Rex Harrison, Rex My Harrison, Fair Lady. My
yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Why can't a woman be more like a man?
Yes, you know, with a penis.
is that right, Rex?
Yes, that's right.
Is that a no love Rex?
What did you have for breakfast this
instead
morning?
Of that disgusting did you have, area? Did you,
what did you eat this morning? Never eat it again.
I beg your pardon?
That gnarly gash. Rex, look, we know.
Actually, Josh and I had breakfast together.
There you go.
Okay, it's time to return to the sports page with Chick McGee.
Shaquille O'Neal says, I'm retiring from celebrity status.
Now, this is cool.
O'Neal told the New York Post, these celebrities are going freaking crazy, and I don't want to be one.
Oh.
Good for him.
I denounce my celebrity-ness today. I don't want to be in that category. He continued, these people are out of their freaking mind with how they treat people, what they do, and what they say. That's never been me.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to keep the 10 endorsements I do.
Yeah, I
won't be a celebrity. Yeah,
but he's famous for giving money away and doing really cool stuff.
Of course.
Don't forget to order a shakaroni pizza.
But he can't denounce celebrity. He can't.
No, but he just doesn't want to be, you know...
So don't be.
With all those other people that are such jackasses.
But yeah, but if Gwyneth Paltrow made a press release saying, I'm denouncing celebrity, we'd make fun of her a bunch.
Exactly.
It's just
a silly thing.
Shaquille O'Neal is so likable. Anything he does, I'm fine with.
But he's just making the point that when people say hi to him, he says hi back. And he's a nice guy.
That's fine.
I think most people would say hi back.
Well, not necessarily. Yeah. You've never encountered a celebrity or an athlete when you were working in so many locker rooms with...
Well...
Sneaking in there after hours.
Yeah, I snuck in there after hours because I wanted to be in there so bad.
I got
to
see the Wangs.
Awful.
Looking for Wangs.
The Wang brothers, of course, played hockey. For
sure. I'm Wang crazy.
The Edmonton Oilers.
Were you Wang crazy back
no,
then?
No,
could we
no,
move
no.
on?
He says his rant emerged while Shaq was talking about his new partnership with Kellogg's Mission Tiger. He's pledging to purchase new sports equipment for schools across the United States.
See, how cool is
that? Is very cool. Chick, have you seen he and Tony the Tiger go at it? I mean, they are smack talking to each other.
Yeah. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
I do like Tony the Tiger. He's.
How do you feel? Do you think he's good?
I think he's great.
There you go.
Yes. Didn't you audition for that once, or did we talk about you doing that?
No, I auditioned
that?
For the Affleck duck.
Oh, okay.
And I did it just the way Gilbert did it, and they picked somebody that sounded exactly like Gilbert. Probably somebody's son, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Affleck.
I hate it when people get jobs just because whose son they are.
Yeah, right. Nepotism, it sucks.
So unfair. An Illinois man won the Quad Cities Marathon. That's Rock Island, that's Moline, that's Bettendorf.
And
the other one, Tyler Pence crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 15 minutes, and 6 seconds.
I got their theme song.
Become the first U.S.
It's not Jolene.
Jolene. Jolene. Jolene. Jolene.
It's Moline.
A little tribute to Moline.
This song like that is great.
And for those wondering, that's Dolly's...
Dolly Parton slowed down.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
No.
I like it.
It does
the way
sound
she
cool.
actually it's sings. Funky. Okay, do we have the other version that she sounds like?
I love both.
There's something cool about her.
Search Tracy Chapman-esque.
Yeah. Jolene, yeah. Jolene, Jolene, like- Jolene.
Wow. If you had first played that and been like, who is, I would have said, that's Tracy Chapman.
That yeah. like
Wait,
her.
Is it slowed down like they're doing a slowed down version? Or
no,
computer?
They are.
Oh, slowed down. Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness. That sounds great.
But this is cool, too.
Yeah, it does.
It's a great guitar part.
And what a story, huh?
Yeah. Don't take my man.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
It sounds kind of like a hummingbird.
A little bit.
It's warbly.
So good.
It's warbly. It very good. Very
oh, don't you dare diss my Dolly Parton.
I guess that's a true story, by the way. It's like a bank teller lady.
Is that right?
Red hair, yeah.
Oh.
Going after her husband.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
fly on the wall and wherever you listen.
Okay, now, where we have time. Okay, I'm sorry. Where were we talking about?
I thought you were doing something.
No, we were talking
Illinois
about
man won the Quad City Marathon. Tyler Pence crossed the line 2 hours, 15 minutes, 6 seconds, to become the first U.S. runner since 2001 to win the race along the Mississippi River in Illinois and Iowa. We'll be back with other marathons in other states. What do you do? Why is this? The Quad City Times reports that Pence's win came after Elijah Mwangangi.
Christy, are you Mwangangi crazy?
Mwangangi. Yeah, that's Mwangangi. M-W-A-N-G-A-N-G-I.
You know, that was the original name for an orgy. A Mwangangi.
Mwangangi? Those Mwangangi scared me.
Mwangangi is his middle name. Saolo is his last name. And Luke Kibbett, both from Kenya,
Kibbett,
were diverted from the course when the bicycle rider leading them mistakenly went straight when he should have turned.
So the guys that were going to win the race didn't, because the guy on the bike
messed up.
Those two were disqualified. So
why is it the guys? That couldn't be the runner's fault.
Race director Joe Moreno confirmed that the bicyclist went the wrong way, but said the two runners also should have known not to follow him since the course was well marked.
These guys are basically sprinting.
He said the race was planning to find a way to compensate Saolo and Kibbett.
Yeah, this is
ridiculous. And they're in a different country.
Right.
You got to give these guys a hand.
That's not fair.
Saolo, the grandson of Kenya running great Joseph Nzau, N-Z-A-U, Nzau, was on a near record pace before he was led astray.
I think sending him through the corn maze was just a bad idea.
It sure was. Is there a lot of farting in marathons?
I would think.
Well, yeah. Tom has this one.
Well, there are problems.
Oh, okay.
With people, they set up hundreds of portalettes for the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, but isn't that for the spectators?
No.
Is that right?
Well, it was either that or just the people. They were going to put up with people crapping in their yards.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's a very real thing.
Loosens up the bowels a bit. About running, jostling the body.
This is either a marathon runner or a really big dog.
Yeah, this is very sad that the bicyclist took the wrong route.
Oh, boy. What a fool.
Anyway, I feel bad for these two guys.
USA, baby. Come on. We're back. Right. It might be on a technicality, back.
What a beautiful name, though. Elijah Mwangangi.
No.
I think it's a hard G at the end. You think it's Mwangangi?
I don't know. I call him Elijah.
Okay.
Hi, doctor. Hi, Josh. What seems to be the problem? My Mwangangi. Well, we'll clear that gongi up right away.
Nurse, quick, his name is Mwangangi.
Hey, that brings us to this. Two brothers in India have broken the Guinness World Record for the most loop-the-loops.
Hey,
you gotta could you take your
that's the second
freaking computer?
I swear.
I think...
He laughs!
Yeah. You see how you'd lose your mind if my computer was doing that.
Sorry.
You understand that, don't
remember when he thought my phone went off and he looked at me like he was going to kill me?
Oh, yeah.
His phone.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'll start again. Two brothers in India have broken the Guinness World Record for the most loop-the-loops on a Hot Wheels track. One of my favorite things.
How many?
Rohan and Rahul Dayal achieved the title after creating a track consisting of 10 loops, beating the previous record of 8, even though the steepness of their track often led the Hot Wheels cars to lose their balance.
Well, in other words, it took them a while to get
The men did manage to get a successful run in to break the record.
Oh, I bet they lost their minds.
It's great.
This is one of the best TikToks you'll ever see. It's this guy with Hot Wheels track, two tracks, and he races two Hot Wheels cars on them. And I watch it for hours.
Oh, I see.
I'm very, very sad. That's right.
Why don't you get your own Hot Wheels track and
set it up? I'd rather watch.
It really is cool.
So fat.
I'm sure their dad's really impressed.
How old are these?
My other son went to medical school. Amar, he plays with Hot Wheels.
Okay.
You made an interesting choice there, Tom.
Uh-huh. Nice little accent jab.
I don't condone it, but
every day I come in to work, and works in quotes, and I say, maybe today will be the day when we'll have to testify in front of a judge and jury.
It's really cool, it's very steep, though, to get enough momentum.
Oh, yeah, very, very steep.
I bet.
Yeah.
How steep is it?
Very.
More well, steep than an apple at Whole Foods?
What?
It's expensive?
Expensive.
No, 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 no. I meant
I was trying to. She asked how steep it was. I was the only one that came up with a joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's the degree?
Sorry,
what's the incline? What's the angle? What's the degree? Come on, give me something.
I would say probably.
Like 180? Almost 180,
it's,
probably.
But it's very steep.
They have to tell you in the story, I would think.
Yeah, the Guinness World Record website's terrible and the videos never work.
You ever been whipped with a Hot Wheel track because you told your mom to shut up?
Uh-oh.
I'm just asking.
Where'd that come from?
A memory.
Okay. You or your brothers?
It was me.
What'd you do?
Oh.
Okay.
I told my mom to shut up.
Oh,
and my dad was a little close. He was right next to the Hot Wheel track.
What was your mom saying that you told her to shut up?
I don't remember.
I'm glad you guys weren't playing croquet.
Very good.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you?
I had to call and I heard Josh bragging about getting his butt beat with Hot Wheels track.
Well, yeah, he told his mother to shut up, and I guess his dad took a Hot Wheels track.
Yeah, Josh, you deserved it.
Yeah.
In second and foremost, you ain't the only one in that club.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my mom's still a member. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I got welts from Hot Wheels tracks. That's why I was coming. They were called Hot Wheels. Because of my mom, Phyllis, grabbed a piece of track, my ass took off running. Swear to God. That wasn't the worst of it. If I still acted up, she'd load my Nerf gun with Lincoln logs.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Full Metal Jacket. When I took two to the temple once, Tom, looked like a Frankenstein red head first to a wood chipper. She had options. Oh, and I like you playing that Hot Rod Lincoln tape. It's about time you found some decent bumper music.
Oh, good.
Man, why's come there's a ton of rock tapes about cars, like Hot Rod Lincolns, Mustang Sally, Grease Lightning. But the only song ever dedicated to a boat for sale is that one that sank, Wrecking the Edmund Gerald. Swear to God.
Wrecking the Edmund Fitzgerald, right. Classic.
Yeah, and Proud Mary don't count because they didn't even have an outboard motor. You don't need a fog machine on stage and you already got a steam engine. You know, I wish more hair bands would have wrote more tapes about, you know, boats, like getting handies on a tugboat, or maybe about some hot chick that went down so much her middle name was Submarine. I swear to God. Because all chicks that party in Pound Town got famous nicknames.
Really?
And you don't believe me, Christy, just ask Angel Skinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we called her Talladega because after I hit it, you could run three wide in her.
Oh. Johnny.
I'm probably going to get a Hot Wheels track for that one.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker. You know, one of the coolest things about Halloween is jack-o'-lanterns. But carving one, man, ain't as easy as you think. That's why so many of them look stupid, and I'd say it right to their face.
Uh-huh.
But since I probably know more about stabbing giant fruit than anybody I know of, I thought I'd give a few tips to help you get started. First, man, this ain't like building a snowman where you can add boobs or a Log Johnson.
Yeah.
So you gotta think other ways to get people's attention.
Right.
You'll need to use your imagination, and nothing fires up the old brainstorm like chugging a PBR before you start.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God it does. Mm-hmm. First rule of thumb, never let a little kid handle a knife.
Right.
Unless he seems to know what he's doing, or he's done time in juvie. Or if he watches a lot of martial arts films, then he's probably cool.
Oh, yeah.
Next, using an ice cream scooper makes it easy to clean out the gooey guts of the pumpkin. Everybody knows it. And this also helps if you want to pack gut balls to store in the freezer until Halloween night. Then you can whip them at the houses of any cheap asses and hand out Necco wafers, candy corn, or other clearance table crap, Mitchell. Don't be afraid to use real people as a model for your jack-o'-lantern.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you know some skank with triangle eyes and three gaps in her teeth, but half your work's already done anyways. The sad part is, well, that describes like four women Scotty Winkler used to date. I swear to God it does. And of course, man, you don't have to carve just faces at all. I mean, there's no rule that says you can't carve words into a pumpkin. You got rights.
Sure.
Just imagine, man, you're coming up on a dark walk on a Halloween night, and waiting by the front door on the porch is a giant pumpkin giving off an eerie glow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just barely make out the gruesome and ghoulish words through the fogs, because carved into the pumpkin it says,
boat for sale.
That's the kind of thing that would make anyone whiz on themselves. I swear to God it would. Oh, and after Halloween, when it's time to throw your jack-o'-lantern away, save the lids to them. They make great air hockey paddles. I swear to God they do. I got them.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.